Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by ABS Broadband and the ABS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, ABS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C., surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers. The experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that may have never been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaning chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays and ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at a great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple of days, but for Little and Haldane, the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment and bond hearing for Gregory Dylan Keller Jr. Mr. Keller faces charges of operating while license suspended or revoked, second or subsequent offense, operating a vehicle without security, no insurance, and operating an unregistered vehicle. These are misdemeanors with potential penalties, including jail time and fines. A plea of not guilty was entered on all counts. The court set a deadline of July 9th for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 30th at 10 a.m., which Mr. Keller must attend in person. Regarding bond, the initial amount was set at $3,500 with 10% option, which had not been posted. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Mr. Keller's unemployment. The prosecution noted Mr. Keller's history of similar offenses, but acknowledged his court appearance. Judge Ferris ultimately set bond at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no funds were required today, but emphasized that failure to appear would result in fines, costs, and possible jail time. Conditions include not violating any laws, specifically prohibiting driving without a valid license, insurance, or vehicle registration. Additionally, a probation violation hearing for Mr. Keller was adjourned to coincide with the July 30, 2026 plea cutoff hearing. When we come back from this ABS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service, it's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Sean Douglas Nowiski. Mr. Nowiski, represented by attorney Dallas Rooney, entered a no-contest plea to larceny less than 200. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented the factual basis, stating that on April 17th in Ubley, Michigan, Mr. Nowiski took a license plate from a vehicle he was selling with a complaining witness. Believing the plate was his, the license plate's value was under $200. The court accepted the no-contest plea, citing potential civil liability as an acceptable reason. Judge Ferris sentenced Mr. Nowiski to fines and court costs totaling $500, restitution of $238.81, proposed by the prosecution for uncharged conduct, which was left to be determined, with a hearing to be scheduled if necessary. No jail time, probation, or community service was ordered. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.